This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1977.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home and school, at play and everywhere, we'll tell the world of life in Jesus. He is all our song. There is all you need in Jesus, won't you come along?
And now, here's Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Hi there, my friend. How's everything and everybody at your house? In addition to some good music, we'll have a treasure hunt. So get a piece of paper and a pencil close by so you'll be ready when treasure hunt time comes. You want to know the name of the story, don't you? Well, it's called Escaped. Sounds like a story about a prison break, doesn't it? But it isn't. In fact, you can't guess from the title what the story is all about, so I'll just have to tell you. The story has to do with the effect that music has on our lives. In fact, here are some of the sounds you'll hear in today's story. You know, the kind of music we listen to really affects our lives more than we realize. And so we're going to be dealing with a very important and touchy subject in today's story. You see, I feel that when Christ comes in, he gives a new song, and we march to a different tune. I think the cousins feel the same way. Right, cousins?
I sing a new song.
The new song that the Lord gives doesn't have to be a drab, slow, or gloomy song. It can be a bright one like the cousins just sang, or it can be one like Peter, Jay, and Anne have ready. It's a bright song of testimony which says, "If it keeps getting better and better, O Lord, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
If he keeps on blessing and blessing, if he keeps on pouring it out, love just keeps getting richer, if he keeps on giving a song, if my cup gets fuller and fuller, if my prayers keep on getting through, if it keeps getting better and better, oh Lord, I don't know what I'm gonna do. When I gave my heart to Jesus, when I claimed him as my king, when the gloom and fear was
just turned 14-year-old Steve's song is a bright one, too, and this would be a good spot for him to play it. It's the old hymn, "When the Roll is Called Up Yonder." Radiant Rachel's song goes well with the story, and I want you to keep these words in mind when it comes to story time a little later in the broadcast. As we go through life, we're going to come to many times when we have to decide. Are we going to go God's way or the devil's way? Are we going to fill our minds with the devil's music or that which is pleasing to the Lord? Rachel, tell us more about this in your song.
I met Jesus at the crossroads where the two ways meet. Satan too was standing there and he said, come with me. Lots and lots of pleasures I will give to you today. But I said, no, there's Jesus here. See what he offers me. Down here my sins forgiven, up there a home in heaven. Praise God, that's a way for me. I need Jesus as my helper when temptation's nigh. To cheat or steal or tell a lie or hate or disobey or feed my mind on things that I should promptly throw away, I call on Christ. He takes control, says to the storm, be still. God's word I keep repeating, the enemy's retreating, there's victory.
Now let's take a moment and pray together, okay?
When I pray, I will pray for you.
Lord Jesus, we realize that there are many times in our lives when we have to decide whom we're going to follow. And we pray that you'll help us to follow you in those things that are right and good and pure and kind and loving. We pray today for all those who are listening. We know that some are sick today, and we pray your blessing upon them. We pray for our many friends who are behind prison bars, who listen regularly to this broadcast, and we pray that you'll be with them. And we think of the older folks, too, who enjoy our broadcasts. For all who are listening, we pray your blessing, your guidance, and your direction. In Jesus' name and for his sake, amen. Are you all set for a treasure hunt? In case you don't know what that is, let me explain. I'll give you a question to look up in the Bible and a clue as to where to look for the answer. Now, this hunt is especially for the boys and girls, but of course anyone is welcome to send in the answer. Our story today has to do with music and its effect and influence upon our lives. You know, the Bible has a great deal to say about music. In fact, the book of Psalms is really a hymn book of songs. For your treasure hunt, I want you to read the last two Psalms. That's Psalms 149 and 150. Now, they're not long chapters, but I want you to read both of them. Then I want you to tell me the names of at least three of the musical instruments that are listed in those chapters. You'll find that some of the instruments they used back in Bible times were the same as we use today, and some were very different. Wouldn't it be interesting to know what some of those instruments sounded like? Well, anyway, that's your treasure hunt. Read Psalms 149 and 150. That's the last two Psalms. And send me a list of at least three of the musical instruments mentioned in those two chapters. Rachel, give our listeners my address, so they'll know where to send their list of instruments from Psalm 149 and 150.
Write to Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501.
A few months ago, Anne sang a song that goes so well with today's story that I want her to sing it again. It's short, but it has a powerful message in it, all about Mr. Satan and what we should do when he comes around tempting us to do those things that are wrong. Listen.
When Mr. Satan knocks at my heart's door and says, "May I come in?" I'll just say no, for Jesus loves me so. He took away my sin. Then he turns around and he runs away. I wish he'd go away to stay. When Mr. Satan knocks at my heart's door, I'll just say no, 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 no.
Well, I think we know the message of that song. Say no when Mr. Satan comes tempting you.
Are you using Keys for Kids?
You aren't?
Well, you're really missing something wonderful. Now, I'm not saying that just because we publish it. I'm saying that because that's what others tell us. Keys for Kids is our daily devotional designed to be read to or by boys and girls of school age. There's a story for every day, a suggested scripture reading, a how about you section where you can apply what you read to your own life, a verse to memorize, and a key phrase for the day. It's all free for the asking. Oh, help with printing and postage is appreciated, but not necessary. So write and ask for Keys for Kids, and we'll send it out to you. Get your letter in the mail this week for sure. Here's where to write. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501.
Susan has a good song to get us ready for story time. It's a song especially for the younger boys and girls, but it has a lesson that all of us need.
Once a little tap was baited with a little piece of cheese. It tickled so a little mouse it almost made him sneeze. An older mouse said, "Danger, be careful where you go." "Oh, nonsense," said the little mouse, "I don't think you know." Mousy walked in boldly, for nobody was in sight. First he took a nibble, then a great big bite. The trout snapped fast together, as fast as you could blink. He cut poor Mousy fast inside, because he didn't think. Listen, all you little friends of mine who hear this little song. Don't you see where trouble comes from simply doing wrong? So why not take a warning from Mouse and Robin's fate? And let's begin our thinking before it is too late. Read the Holy Bible, it will teach you right from wrong. Give your heart to Jesus, sing a happy song. Then when Satan comes to tempt you, just look to God in prayer, and he'll be there to help you, for God is everywhere.
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
The story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Barbara Westberg, is entitled Escaped. Sniff, sniff, the smell of cheese. Scamper, scamper, the sound of the feet of a tiny mouse. Clang, caught in the trap. So ends the story of a mouse tempted by the bait of the trap. Men use traps to catch animals. Soldiers use traps to capture their enemies. Satan uses traps to catch boys and girls. Oh, no, he doesn't place a trap of metal teeth in a pit on your way to school, nor does he use a trap of wood baited with fudge. His traps are very different from man's traps, but they are just as real. Our story is about a special trap Satan is using on today's young people. It is a very appealing, tempting trap, and also deadly once you are in its grasp.
Music off, Diane, before I lose my mind. I'm coming, baby. Mother's coming.
Hello? Oh, Grandma, hi. What? What'd you say? Diane, turn that music down. I can't hear. Wait a minute, Grandma. Let me shut the door.
Can't even listen to my own stereo in my own room.
There now, baby Jill. Don't cry. Diane, I told you, turn that music off, not just down. That music always upsets the baby.
Oh, Mother, I want to listen to this new record Pam loaned me. It's really neat.
Diane, turn it off. That's better. How you can call that music, I'll never know. It sounds like a bunch of noise to me. It's wild.
Oh, Mother, you're just not with it.
No, and I hope I never get with it. Look at that picture on the cover, Diane. Why, those guys even look wild.
Oh, Mother, not again. Nag, nag, nag. At least I'm home in my room and not out somewhere running around.
Mother, Grandma wants to know if we can come out to the farm this evening after supper. She wants to show you her new quilt.
We can go if your dad isn't too tired. Tell her I'll call her if we aren't coming.
Okay.
Now, Diane, we have given you several good records. Where are they?
Oh, they're around here somewhere. I can't listen to them all the time.
It seems to me you want to listen to rock music all the time. Time? Oh, look at the clock. I asked you 15 minutes ago to set the table, Diane, but I doubt if you heard me. Hurry now. Dad will be home any minute.
Ah, it's good to be on the way to the farm again. It's been too long since we've been there. Granddad tells me that he's been having trouble with coyotes. Oh, they've killed several of his chickens.
Granddad probably has set his traps.
It seems to me that traps are so cruel.
Well, Granddad hasn't any choice in this matter, though. It's either the coyotes or the chickens.
Yes, but traps are awful.
Well, I hope I get to see a coyote.
Diane, what is that song you're humming?
Oh, it's just a song I heard today.
Do you know the words?
Some of them.
Well, what are they?
Well, I don't really know very many.
What ones do you know?
I'm not sure.
You aren't sure? Or you'd rather not repeat them?
Oh, Mother, they're not bad. It's just how you take them. You'd probably think they were evil.
Are they?
Not if you don't think of them that way.
Do you suppose the writer of the song intended for it to be suggestive of evil?
How should I know?
If you don't want to repeat the words of the song to us, Diane, do you think it's good for you to be repeating them in your mind?
I wish you wouldn't be so narrow-minded about my music. After all, didn't God make all music?
God is the creator of music just like he is of fire. What we do with it is our decision. It can be used for good or bad.
Diane, we've been talking about Granddad's traps. Did you know that Satan has traps, too? And rock music is one of them.
Rock music, a trap? Ah, oh, Mom.
Your mother's right, Eddie. At first, you control it. You just listen when you want. But soon it has you in its clutches, and the beat and the words get a grip on your mind.
I heard on the news today that one of the musicians in a well-known rock band was giving it up because he said his sanity was at stake.
In tonight's paper, there was an article about the need for controls by the police at rock concerts. I've also heard the performers were often high on drugs.
Johnny's older brother said he didn't need drugs. He had his music. Anytime he wants to freak out, he just listens to it.
You surely don't think I get high on music, do you?
No, not yet. But you must admit, Diane, that it has a hold on you. You need to break loose from the trap while you can.
Oh, I can, anytime I want to.
Then why do you have to be told 4 or 5 times to turn it off?
Oh, Mother.
You know, Diane, Satan uses our senses to trap us, just as we use a mouse's sense of smell to trap him with a piece of cheese. Some hunters use special whistles to call the animals into the range of their fire. They use a sense of hearing to trap them.
Yeah, and duck hunters use decoys in the water to attract other ducks. That's using the sense of sight.
Right. Now, if Satan can get us to hear, see, taste, smell, or touch his bait, he can catch us in his trap of sin.
Here we are at the farm, finally. You've been fussing at me all the way.
I'm glad we got here early enough so Dad and Diane and I could go with you to check traps, Granddad.
Yeah, well, we better get moving right along. It's gonna be dark before long. Hey, come on along, Peppy. Come on there, boy. Oh, Peppy. Yeah, she sure is excited.
Where's the trap, Granddad?
It's just around this turn in the creek up here.
Oh, I don't think I can bear to look. It'll make me sick, I know.
Just like a girl. Why didn't you go in the house with Mother and Baby Jill?
You can wait here if you wish, Diane.
Oh, no. I can't stay here by myself. It's almost dark.
Oh, brother, girls, afraid to go, afraid to stay.
That's enough, son.
Oh, look, Granddad. See Peppy sniffing around on the ground?
Yep, the trap should be right here somewhere.
Here it is, in these bushes.
Oh.
What's in it? What, Dad?
I can't bear to look.
Well, of all things, I never...
Let me see. Oh.
Well, would you look at that now?
What is it? Somebody tell me.
Look for yourself, baby.
Oh, that poor coyote. Oh.
Just think. He wanted to get away so badly. He pulled and struggled so hard that he got free of the trap, but pulled off his foot.
I don't want to think about it. It's awful. Oh, traps are so cruel.
Yes, but the way he's been killing Mom's chickens is cruel, too.
Oh, I know.
He just caught his foot in the trap. Looks like he had quite a struggle getting free of this trap.
How could he have pulled so hard that his foot was pulled off?
I guess his wild instinct told him it was his foot or his life. Well, let's get back to the house. It's getting dark.
Oh, let's not talk about it anymore. I hate traps.
Yes, honey, they are ugly things.
I'll get it.
This little piggy went to market. This little piggy
Hello?
Stayed home. This little piggy had roast beef. This little piggy had none. And this little piggy said, oink, oink, all the way home.
Did he really, Granddad? Same one? Sure, I'll tell Dad. Bye.
Diane, would you set the table for supper in a minute, please?
Sure, Mom. Let me put Jill in her playpen. She sure is a lot happier lately. She used to cry all the time I was home.
There's such a difference in the atmosphere around here. Since you changed your listening habits, Diane... A difference in how we all feel, even the baby.
What did Granddad have to say, Eddie?
He said to tell you that his neighbor caught the coyote last night.
Same coyote?
Same one. He had one foot missing.
It still makes me sick to think about that, but I'm glad I got away from Satan's trap before it hurt me that badly.
Yes, I am too, honey. I was reading this morning in 2 Corinthians 2:11, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. That coyote was caught because he was ignorant of the trap Granddad had set. But we do not have to be ignorant of Satan's traps.
How about reading Psalms 124:7-8, Ed?
Okay, our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
Would you live for Jesus and be always pure and good? Would you walk with Him?
have a little longer than usual to wind things up today, and I'm glad because I want to add some comments about today's story. I hope you don't think that we're trying to tell you kids that all you can ever listen to is gospel music. Now, there's lots of other good music, and even some of the popular music today is harmless, and I enjoy some of it myself. But I see two main dangers in most of the rock music today. First, the suggestive words of much of today's rock. I challenge you to really listen to what the song is saying, and you'll have to admit that it's just about the opposite of what the Bible teaches about life and love and true happiness. The second danger is the control that this type of music has over you, especially because of the constant and very loud beat. In Romans chapter 6, the Apostle Paul very clearly tells us that we are not to be brought under the control of anyone or anything except Christ.
Hey, time's up for today's visit. Don't forget, if you're not using Keys for Kids, you ought to be. And all you need to do to get started is ask for Keys for Kids and write to CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. That's Keys for Kids. That's what you ask for. And you can send that request to CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Help with printing and postage appreciated, but not necessary.
You've been listening to the Children's Bible Hour. I'd like to hear from you this week. Bye now.